Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of April, Saturday morning, and I've entitled this video, "Often the Answer is No." That's been my experience as a 70-year-old guy. Often the answer is no. You know, little children get really upset when their mom tells them no. No, no, no. Well, we as children of God often get upset when God tells us no, no, no. It's a lot easier to respond to yes. Who wants to be told no? When Joseph got thrown in prison and prayed for God to deliver him, and it was no for 7 years, you think that was easy for Joseph? No, it was not. You think when Joseph got sold into slavery by his own kinfolk, by his own brother, it was easy for him? No, it was not. Is it easy for us when we pray to God to answer a prayer for us and the answer is no? To accept that? No, it's not. Christ himself even prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." And the answer was no. But Christ did pray, "But not my will, but thine be done." That should be our prayer. Even though sometimes we may not easily accept the will of God in our lives. Times for deliverance of his infirmity, and Christ said, "My grace is sufficient for you. Your weakness is made perfect in my you're made perfect in weakness." Down through my life, I've had many times when I have started on a different project, and the answer has been no, 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 and no. Now, there have been times when I've started out on a project and the answer has been yes. So it's not all no's. We do get a few yeses along the way. But I believe that the no's far exceed the yeses. So the next time you get a no, just go to this video. God bless.